From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Several attackers strapped with explosives are blamed for killing at least 42 people in the Syrian city of Homs Saturday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least six attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both the state security and military intelligence. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the deadly attacks. We're continuing to following this developing story. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jaber made a historic visit to Baghdad Saturday, marking the highest level visit by a Saudi official to Iraq since 1990. Edward Uranian reports.
The visit by Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jaber to Baghdad Saturday took many observers by surprise amid lingering tensions between the two neighbors. It comes as Iraqi government forces advance further into the mostly Sunni city of Mosul. The announcement that Saudi Arabia would name a new ambassador to Iraq appears to mark a fresh effort to improve ties between Iraq's Shiite-dominated government and its large Sunni neighbor to the south. Both sides vowed to redouble efforts to fight the Islamic State group and other forms of militant Islam. Saudi Arabia also pledged to donate $9 million to help Iraqi refugees who have fled from mostly Sunni regions of Anbar province and Mosul. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Iraqi military officials say U.S.-backed forces are facing a stiffer resistance as soldiers push deeper into the western half of Mosul, the last refuge of the Islamic State group in Iraq. The jihadists have also started lighting fires in the streets to disguise their positions. This is VOA.